Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only has he jumped up on the depth chart, me trying to be clever, he's jumped up on the phone line as well. As we are happy to be joined by John Metchie, wide receiver of the Houston Texans. Hey, man, appreciate you taking the time to come on with us.
No problem. Appreciate y'all for having me.
All right. Listen, man, we hear from the fans a lot, and they text in and call in and talk to us about things. And I just kind of want to get from you, man. I think a big talking point this week is the second halves. And from your vantage point, what is happening in the second halves? And it seems the offense seems to struggle, especially to put points on the board.
I think it's just execution. I think the more we talk about it, the more we make it a thing. Like, football is four quarters. The first half is just as important as the second half. There's four quarters to play, not just because if we talk about the second half so much, we're going to start the game thinking about the second half, where we got to be where our feet are and just be one play at a time. And I think that's what the most important thing is. How can we just really dial into playing one play at a time and execution, regardless of if it's the first play of the game or the first play of the second half or the first play of the fourth quarter or the first play of overtime, you know, just one play at a time.
Well, whether we're talking about one play at a time or we're talking about first half versus the second half, Metch, at the end of the day, getting Nico Collins back makes it it changes the game, regardless of what play it is. So just your from that receiver room that you're in with him, look, we all know he's a great player. We all know that y'all are tight in that room. But just from a football perspective, you've been around a lot of greats. You played with some good ones at Alabama. You've obviously played here with some good ones. Getting him back just as the offense goes, you know, what does that bring to the table, and is there a little bit different pep in the step getting 12 back?
Absolutely, it's exciting to have him back, and it's great having him back. Of course, everybody knows what he can do, and it definitely changes the dynamic out there for sure, especially for a defense. You know, we all know what he can do and the explosiveness he has on the offense, and kind of just that fear factor it brings to a defense. Not just worrying about what the offense has, but now that he's back and healthy, and is going to continue hitting the ground running. It's just, it's kind of that. It changes the dynamic for the defense and how they've schemed us in the last couple of weeks for sure.
John Metchie joining us, wide receiver of the Houston Texans. John, things seemed to really open up for you last week as you led the team in receiving yards and got that touchdown in the, which was a really tough catch at the end of the half. What specifically did you see open up for you that kind of led to that type of an out, you know, that type of an outburst in that game compared to what things happened before in previous games? What happened for you in that game that kind of had that breakout?
I think we were just getting a lot of looks, and I was just getting to the spots, especially with the defense they were running. I don't think, like, anything particularly changed as far as my mindset when it comes to going out there and getting open on routes and stuff. I think all of that was the same prep. The way I played the game was the same on getting open, and it was just the ball was finding you. You know, the ball, the football, and the quarterback's always going to find the open man, and the ball's always going to get to who it's supposed to get to. And I just think that game particular, in the spots I was in, the ball was just finding me in the coverages that they were running.
Well, Mitch, what's the vibe in the building knowing that you guys are playing the Cowboys? And look, it's forget about what the Cowboys are up to right now with their struggles. And look, I mean, we've got our own problems here in Houston to worry about. But something about that Texas on Texas, Houston versus Dallas, that dynamic has to bring a little bit more juice to the room leading up to the game. Is that your sense in prep for the Cowboys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like in college, you know, when you play that team up the street and or that team in the same state or whatever it may be. But I don't think we, especially as the room, we don't feed into too much of that speculation. I'm sure it's real and it's going on, but all that speculation, and it's really just that, like, this game is the most important game, and that's how you really approach a week. And I think that's the mark of a successful team, is when they can approach each week like it's the most important game of the season. And it kind of goes back to that one play at a time mentality, is that one game at a time. So right now, like, all of our attention and efforts and everything just has to be focused on Dallas, like, because that's all we're worried about this week, you know.
All right, John, we appreciate you hanging with us. Speaking of the Cowboys, it's no secret they have had some struggles on defense this year, and coming off a game where Philadelphia had some good success offensively. What are you seeing, and what are you guys seeing as in terms of on film what can be a difference for you guys to have some success this week against that defense?
Absolutely. I think, you know, Philly did what they did against them. But, like, of course, Dallas, like any other team, is going to watch the tape and try and fix a lot of those things that teams had success on. And it's our job to watch the tape and see what teams had success on and how we can kind of try and get the same look and get the same advantages. But instead of dialing into them too much, I think it's more about dialing into us. You know, like you said, we have Nico back and we have the team and our dynamic. So it's really just doing us well and playing our game right and making sure that our game is smooth. Of course, we know the scheme we're going up against, and whatever injuries they have, I'm sure they have the same mindset as next man up, because somebody has to be out there playing. So we can't really get too caught up in the personnel. It's just your job to win when the game comes. But I think it's really just doing what we do well is kind of a big focus for us.
Mitch, I've brought this up to my fellow radio guys here a couple times, and they've told me I was crazy, but I got to ask you, man, because every time I hear you speak, I hear the voice of one individual.
Oh my God!
I hear Jay-Z. Have you ever been told that
Sean Carter?
Yes, we've had this conversation before. Don't act like you don't know who the hell I'm talking about. Mitch, have you ever been told that your tone and your pacing and you sound like Jay-Z?
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I never heard that one. I'll take it as a compliment, though, for sure.
Well, I'm a big Jay-Z fan, so it's definitely a compliment.
I'm a Jay-Z fan too. I'll take it as a compliment, for sure. Appreciate you.
But Jay in an interview setting is y'all are very, very similar, bro.
I had never thought that one day in my life.
I might pull up an interview and watch.
Pull it up. Hey, pull it up, Mitch, and let my man know over here. He ain't gonna take the time to figure it out. He's just gonna rag on me a little bit.
I'm just saying, I ain't never heard it. This ain't nobody ever told Mitch that.
I'm telling you, man. You need more
people. No, I don't hear that. I don't hear that. Mitch, no disrespect.
Not when he's rapping. Not when he's rapping.
Just when he's talking.
When he's talking. Cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, I don't hear that. I don't hear that. Not at all.
Hey, we had you, Mitch. I was one of the guys that had you last week in Sunday Night Football in the post game, man. And the whole time I'm thinking,
this dude
sounds like Jay-Z in person too.
I guess. Thanks, hey,
man.
Hey! Before we get you out of here, man, which Alabama is this team? Are they the team that played LSU, or are they the team that seemed to have struggles against teams like South Carolina and Vanderbilt? I don't know what to make of your Alabama Crimson Tide.
Man, I know they're the Alabama that played LSU and win them tough games, because that's what the standard is, you know. The standard is to win a game however you need to win a game and to be dominant. I think all the other things in other games is just little hiccups along the way. You know, every new team has its journey and story. And, of course, it's the coach's first time. So it's like that's such a big thing. It would be – the expectations wouldn't be as high as other programs, you know, if they lost a couple. But at Alabama, they're still figuring it out, and it's just kind of their little hiccups for their story. I'm sure they're still going to write a great story this season.
All right, Hove, we appreciate you, man, and good luck this weekend.
Well done.
And get a dub against the Cowboys.
Appreciate you, no doubt.
All right, that's John, Sean Carter.
We don't believe you need more people.
I think he just threw up. Right, man, I think he just threw up the diamond right there. I think he put it up. I wanted our audience to be able to understand it. I think that they would have more understood diamond than rock. I think many in our audience would have understand that. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you hear Jay-Z? Do you hear Jay-Z? Tommy on YouTube and Twitch says, "Dang, it's close." Jay-Z is a little bit more nasal in his voice is what they said.
I'll take the close.
You take the close.
I didn't say it was Jay-Z. I just said there's certain words that he says that I would damn near. Where's he from? He ain't from Brooklyn, is he?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure where he's from. I don't have it. It doesn't sound like he's from the South, but I don't know. I don't know where he's from. All right, we'll
Canada.
Return. That's right. He is a Canadian. I remember. That's right. Yeah, that is right. Ottawa. That's right. All right. Coming up here in a bit as we return.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.